from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursula. Topping our report this hour, the deadly Jennings Creek wildfire is still growing larger, now about 3,500 acres. Crews are struggling to get containment due to the thick forestation. The fire straddles the New Jersey-New York border. The Forest Fire Service says it's only about 20% contained. An 18-year-old park ranger was killed over the weekend. Dariel Vasquez died when a tree fell on him. A GoFundMe has been set up for his family. New Jersey's extreme drought, though, has led to dangerously low reservoir levels and hundreds of wildfires. But the silver lining? The lack of rain has led to a higher quality of grapes, which is good news for the state's wine industry. Devin Perry, executive director of the Garden State Wine Growers Association, says our growing conditions have been similar to our friends making wine in places like California and Bordeaux. In New Jersey,
so we had a lot more dry heat, and you can feel it right now, even in the fall, where it's unseasonably warm. And that has been very helpful since harvest was between August and October or beginning of November for some.
She has heard from many wine farmers saying the 2024 grape harvest may be the best in state history. President-elect Trump is reportedly naming South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem the next Department of Homeland Security Secretary. This comes after reports that Trump is expected to pick Florida Senator Marco Rubio as his Secretary of State. Trump has already tapped former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to lead the Environmental Protection Agency and New York Rep. Elise Stefanik to serve as U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Meantime, a mass deportation of unauthorized immigrants is one of the first orders of business when Trump gets into the White House. To help carry out that plan will be former U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Homan. Trump has announced Homan will serve as his border czar. Homan says the situation at the southern border is an urgent problem.
This is the biggest national security vulnerability this nation has seen since 9/11. We have to fix it.
In addition to overseeing the southern and northern borders and maritime and aviation security, Trump says Homan will be in charge of all deportation of illegal aliens back to their country of origin, a central part of his agenda. You can download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. The dryness continues with no relief on the horizon. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. New air mass still arriving here. We're chilling out and drying out today and getting a little wind swept. Those gusts still over 30 miles an hour through this afternoon. It'll stay mostly sunny and dry, of course. Temperatures only in the lower 50s at best this afternoon. Clear and cold tonight. The wind dies down, but we'll likely see a freeze across most of New Jersey with lows around 30. Sunny skies tomorrow. Little feel of early December weather in the air. Highs only around 50. Cloudy and near 50 on Thursday, with a few late-day rain showers possible, too. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Hackensack is 51, New Brunswick is 53, Evesham is 53. Weather is made possible by Trinity Rehab. Is there something you can't do because of pain? Trinity Rehab can help. They have EPAT, which gets rid of pain in as little as 3 5-minute sessions and no prescription needed to get started. Go to trinity-rehab.com. Locations are all over New Jersey. Isn't it time to finally be pain-free?
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.